Welcome back to the program. It is Wednesday. It is 7:41, and we are on a mission this morning to make your day a good start. So let us talk about a food safety summit. Yes, the conference, the Food Safety Summit, draws some pretty prominent people. There are people there from federal agencies like the FDA, the CDC, major companies like McDonald's and Tyson. And about 1,500 people went to that conference. And here's a pretty good ratio. Only four got sick.
Food poisoning at a food safety conference.
That's exactly right. Nice. Food poisoning. After the people got sick, some Baltimore health officials inspected the convention center's food service area and found a few minor violations. Nothing looked serious enough to make people sick, however. Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene is investigating what happened. Mental hygiene. Mental hygiene. Was that brainwashing?
Cleaning out your mind.
Yeah. All right, there it is.
Warren Zevon had an album called Sentimental Hygiene.
How do you come up with the term mental hygiene? That's
one letter change from dental hygiene.
That's scary, though. Mental hygiene. There are so many objects laying around that might look like a gun if you hide them under your shirt, you know? There's a hairdryer.
Yeah.
Sure. Spatula, maybe. Your fingers. Basically anything that is not small and round. A man tried to rob two stores in Providence, Rhode Island Monday using a potato.
Potato.
I've
heard of a potato gun.
Sure. Well, he misunderstood what that means. This guy walked into a convenience store about 2 in the afternoon, held up the potato.
So they could see it.
Yep. Said it was a gun and demanded money.
He would have been better off claiming it was a grenade.
I got a potato. Good for you. The clerk chased him off with a baseball bat. The guy went to a dry cleaner, tried the same stunt. The cashier handed him a fake $20 bill from a decoy cash register.
Nice. That's a good idea. Why haven't like liquor stores done that before?
How many times have you been robbed that you come up with the idea, fake cash register with fake money in it?
Now watch. They're going to get charged for passing counterfeit bills.
Oh, that would suck. The potential robber left. The cashier called the cops. Police are trying to catch the potato bandit. You know, just let him go. Natural selection will weed this guy out.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's going to get hit by a car. He's going to fall down a well. You know, something's going to happen. He's going to try and shoot somebody with a potato, and a real gangbanger is going to go like, oh, you got a potato. I have a Glock.
No, Seth is right. You know, the potato traffic light will tell him to go, and he'll walk into traffic or something. Right.
What happened to you, sir? I listened to my potato. 21-year-old Craig Dutton of Staffordshire, England, was busted back in December for stealing a BMW. He got into a police chase, got busted with 16 grams of crack when they caught him. He ended up getting sentenced to 18 months in prison for stealing the car, but was never charged with the crack possession. So he was cooling his jets in prison, and he's thinking, I wonder what happened with the drug charges. So he called the police from his prison cell and asked if they were ever going to charge him. Turns out, no, they weren't, because they had forgotten.
Oh, man.
We've been reminded now.
But thank you, idiot. Craig just got 2 years added on to his 18-month sentence. That's right. For drug possession and for being a tool.
He must have been worried or curious about maybe a dirty cop went into the business on his own. That's what I would think if I was parked in jail.
Yeah.
I said, gee, I had the rock, and now I'm not charged for it.
We just had the story yesterday about the guy who got let go because nobody remembered to file the paperwork.
Do me a favor and stay on top of that one, because I want to know what happened. So are they going to release that guy and let him live a free life, or are they going to track him down? You know, all of that would make you sit there and go, society, we're doomed. No, no, no. No, allow us to restore your faith in humanity.
Oh, goody.
Mm.
It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
Now we're pretty much doomed.
All right, this segment will contain a substitute joke. There is one coming up that I refuse to do.
I thought you were going to let me try to do it.
Well, I will when we get to it.
Okay.
We haven't gotten to it yet. Quit being so grabby.
It's not a substitute joke. It's a substitute joke teller.
Yes. The joke
remains. So I can get in trouble and not you.
Yeah.
Ah.
It's near the end, so just hold tight.
All right.
From the world of show business, the new season of Deadliest Catch premiered on Disney Channel last night. Discovery Channel. Discovery Channel. This year, the cast faces shortened crab fishing season, and apparently they're in quite a pinch. They don't know how they're
going to laugh at that.
They don't know how they're going to claw their way out.
Uh-huh.
They have to work together since there's no time to be shellfish. That's all I got. That's all I got for
Thank
that.
God.
Courtney Cox says a Friends reunion will never happen. But remember, she also said her face was not held together by chicken wire and plaster, so, you know, take it for what it's worth. Meryl Streep used to think she was too ugly to be an actress. Then apparently she saw Sarah Jessica Parker and said, you know, I got this. Don't worry about it.
Kind of snarky today, aren't you?
Kris Jenner reportedly bought a $200 bong for her mom, who has back pain. Sounds more like something you'd see in Keeping Up with the Rastafarian. New show on the WB. John Bon Jovi was on hand for the grand opening of a low-income housing development funded by his charity. Also on hand was the drummer from Warrant, because he lives there. Teaching seniors to use the internet may cut down their depression risk by one-third, simply because they can watch the same cat video 50 times a day and still think they're seeing it for the first time.
The Grandma does nothing but play Wheel of Fortune online now. It's the darndest thing.
Yeah, big money. The federal agency that approved the powdered alcohol that we talked about yesterday now says the approval was a mistake. A mistake they made while personally testing the powdered alcohol. China has shut down thousands of porn websites in their country, bringing the number of available websites accessible in China to 2. Okay. Televangelist Pat Robertson has warned that Jesus said an asteroid would destroy the Earth as soon as next week. And then he added, it's a gay asteroid. Your joke is coming. Relax.
Okay. I can't wait.
Due to the popularity in Europe and Japan, a cat coffee shop where customers freely play with cats is going to be opening this week in New York City.
Ugh, only in New York.
It's a great spot for people who want to be ignored by more than just the barista. Oh, here, though. Tuesdays is Bitter 40-Year-Old Divorcees Drink Free Day. That's nice. A survey found that half of women say a guy's car reflects his economic status, especially if he's also living in it. A survey also found that that we're the most self-conscious when we're at the gym, especially on days where you get on the treadmill and realize, oops, you forgot to wear your gym shorts.
Hello.
Hey. All right. What do you think?
Tom King is previewing the joke that
we can read this. What do you mean?
Go for it.
Oscar Mayer recalled 96,000 pounds of hot dogs that were improperly labeled as dairy-free. Customers should check their wieners for cheese, then pray they never hear that sentence ever again.
Really?
Well, you're a...
Senator Rand Paul is trying to make a political gain for Republicans in the President Obama's hometown. There's no word when Paul will return from Kenya. That has been a quick look at the news. Please use all the information contained therein for good and not for evil.
I suck at initiating a handshake. That's what I'm the worst at. Really. Like, I screwed up in different ways all the time. I never know which way I'm going to screw it up next time. Like recently, I was at a bar, and I saw someone that I knew at the bar, right? I wanted to greet him. Except he was at the opposite end of the room, right? So immediately, I just start, like, walking over towards him. Right. But see, as soon as I start walking, that's when he saw me, and our eyes met, right? And I freaked out. Right? That's when I... I pulled my hand out, like, way too soon. Like, I had a long way to go. I was about halfway there, I realized, like, if you pull your hand out too soon, you kind of just have to keep it out there. You gotta just pretend like this is not weird to me. How I do it.